This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وما أشرق عليه النهار ولا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. اللهم أنت أحق من عبد وأحق من ذكر وأنسر من ابتغي وأرأف من ملك وأجود من أعطى وأوسع من سئل. أنت الفرد لا ند لك وأنت الله لا شريك لك. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهك. لن تطاع إلا بإذنك ولن تعصى إلا بعلمك. تطاع فتشكر وتعصى فتغفر. القلوب لك مفضية والسر عندك علانية. الحلال ما أحللت والحرام ما حرمت والدين ما شرعت والأمر ما قضيت. العبد عبدك والخلق خلقك والأمر أمرك فأنت الله الرؤوف الرحيم. أما بعد، فقال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear brothers, sisters, elders and youngsters, one of the strongest forms of strength and honor and presence that we seek is through affiliations. Through our affiliations, through our associations, we're able to secure a sense of presence, a sense of strength, a sense of honor, that I'm a part of this and I'm included in that. وَأَكْثَرُ مِنْ كَمَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I have a more honorable affiliation. And these affiliations, the closer that we are to them and the stronger the linkage is, the more we can take from them and the more we can benefit from them. And the more we're able to feel a sense of security through them. My dear brothers and sisters, the strongest affiliation that each and every one of us possess, that was gifted to us, that was endowed to us, is the affiliation of being the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being the slave of Allah is the most honorable, enabling, empowering affiliation that any human being could ever have. Because being this abd now means that I am naturally, innately close to Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. There's a default state with Allah that He has with us, that we don't have to cultivate this relationship to the point of making Allah close to us. He is by default close to us and in the realm of His presence and His mercy and His qudra. What a loss it would be if someone has an affiliation of someone that is extremely wealthy or honorable, but they can't take anything from them. What a loss it would be for us, being the slave of Allah and having this affiliation, if I am unable to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَبْنَ عَبَّاسِ إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Oh my son, oh my youngster, when you ask, only ask Allah. Because you have an affiliation with Allah. And Allah is such that when we turn towards Him, divine intervention can take place through His qudra. And He does whatever He wishes. لا يسأل عما يفعل. No one can ask of Him why He did and when He did something. ولا يؤذه حفظهما. And neither is the taking care of and the responsibility of every single creation of the heavens and the earth difficult for Allah. وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحه وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها. Everything depends upon Allah. And that affiliation is me being Allah's slave. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the journey of Mi'raj, He says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبَدِهِ. All praise and purity belongs to Allah, the one who took His slave on a night journey. The identity of a slave is quite limiting. But the relationship of the slave with Allah is the most empowering. And if we remove Allah from this equation, then we simply remain someone else's slave. Because being an abd is our reality. Now, whose abd are we? Whose affiliation do we seek honor from? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Isa alayhi salam, when he spoke from the cradle, he said, "Inni abdullah." I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which then empowers us. It does not confine us. There was never a man or a woman in history that readjusted their life to the commandments of Allah and they were limited in their abilities. Their abilities and their talent and their resources only expanded. This is what we call barakah. The capacity of it grew. The ability of it grew. And now in this beautiful last 12 days or 11 days of the month of Ramadan, this slave has an ability or an opportunity to be able to ask from Allah like never before. Because what benefit is there of a relationship if you cannot ask that person for something when there is a need? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up His treasures of mercy, forgiveness, giving, forgiveness in these last 10 days like none other throughout the entirety of the year. It is our responsibility to be able to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be many of us who are experiencing limitations within family, challenges within children, challenges within our finances, challenges within just generally the confining nature of this world, the limiting nature of this world. مِنْ ذِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ وُسْعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. The Prophet of Allah would speak about this world and the Akhirah in comparison by saying, I invite people to leave the tightness and the confinement of this world to the everlasting expansion of the hereafter. وُسْعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. And once we engage with such a dua, and once we engage with Allah in such a manner that we supplicate in front of Him and we ask of Him, there is no such thing that Allah cannot do for us human beings. And people would say that how are you going to be able to be gifted with this, children, a job, a promotion, a school, a career, health? And we respond by saying, أَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمُوا لَا يَنَالَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ. Who gave anyone else the ability and the key to say that we cannot receive something from Allah? نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ. We are the ones that distribute blessings. We are the ones that distribute children. We are the ones that distribute health. Everything and every aspect is within my domain. So we simply are told to turn towards Allah. There was a time when the world turned against Zakariya alayhi salam. And they told Zakariya, you keep asking for a child. You've reached the age of 100, nearly 100. Stop asking for a child. You're so old. You've reached the point that no one can have a child at this age. And there's many of us and many people who seek children and the people around them say, it ain't gonna happen. And Zakariya alayhi salam says, I am not asking for your support anyways. My pursuit is completely limited in the dua that I make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't search elsewhere. I don't seek elsewhere. As a primary source, as a secondary source we can. As a primary source, يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبُ وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. Allah, give me a child. And make him the source of your pleasure and happiness. And as he made this dua, at an age where it is not only abnormal to have a child, it's an anomaly, it's unheard of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبَنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا. We gifted him the beautiful son and Yahya alayhi salam, who became a prophet. They came to Ya'qub and they said to Ya'qub, oh Ya'qub, why don't you stop speaking about Yusuf? Let that chapter be closed and let that book be placed on a shelf and never opened again. That ship has sailed. Yusuf is no more. تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُف حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ. You continue speaking and thinking and reminding yourself about Yusuf, and you overwhelm yourself with his pain and his loss, and you've put yourself in such a difficult strain and in a depression. Stop! He said, well, I was never asking you anyways. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I complain to Allah. I speak to Allah. I spill my heart in front of Allah. The sign that I love someone is that I feel extremely comfortable being vulnerable in front of them. That I feel comfortable spilling the secrets of my heart out in front of them, regardless of what it does to me. Because I'm comfortable with them. A abd of Allah is like a child. He or she will always feel comfortable in front of their mother. And our responsibility by default is that we're comfortable in front of Allah. Al-munajatu billah, speaking to Allah and directly conversing with Allah is a sign of the strength of our relationship, and it would only give us more back. The more we invest in it, the more we are able to pick the fruits of it. They said to him, "No, Yusuf." He said, "Well, I was never asking you. I was asking Allah because my strength is found within the du'as that I make to Allah." And then the caravan came. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا. And that cloth is placed upon his eyes, and his eyesight is returned. Not only is his eyesight returned, he is reunited with Yusuf. ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا. And they're given a kingdom. Because divine intervention is present in everyone's life. Them and us. Those were prophets, they were sahabas, but they were humans. The difference between us being able to secure divine intervention has nothing to do, or has very less to do, with who we are. And it has more to do with our conviction in who Allah is. They understood who Allah was. They understood the overwhelming domain of Allah. And therefore, they found conviction in their dua. One of the conditions of a dua being accepted is the Prophet ﷺ when he says, "Udu'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba." We pray to Allah with an absolute conviction that when I leave this sajada and I get up from this room that I'm sitting in alone in the middle of the night with no one around me and I'm crying in front of Allah, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, as I stand, there is acceptance that is written for me. And that dua is indeed accepted. When we use Allah as a third, secondary, fourth option, then we also will be treated the same way by Allah. There are people who use Allah as a primary option, so Allah treats them as a primary solution. And their dua is accepted first. And if we treat Allah as a third, fourth option, that I simply do it because it's a checkbox in my list, that I ask Allah for something or I ask Allah to give me this or that, then the response will be reciprocal. But when I, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, Allah SWT says that when we are in the absolute, we're in the most difficult state of our life, where our backs are against the wall, and then when we make dua with such a desperation and with such an earnestness, not only does Allah remove the difficulty from our life, He makes us feel comfortable living in this world, which is the goal of every one of us. How do we feel comfortable living in a world that is continuously changing and confining us and limiting us and throwing this continuous barrage of trials and tribulations towards us? We turn to Allah. And it happened again with Musa alayhi salam. When the world turned to him, standing in front of an ocean, dark ocean in front of him, and the army of Fir'aun behind him. أَتْبَعَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ بَغْيًا وَعَدْوًا. And they reach Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. And Bani Israel, seeing the state that they were in, because generally, the state of a human being is that we look around ourselves. We look at our state. We look at our resources. Because we believe resources are a direct extension of the impact that we want. So they look around themselves and say, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. We're finished. We are dead. Fir'aun and his army will destroy us, or we will drown in the ocean. And in that moment of difficulty, Musa alayhi salam understood that impact is felt not through the resources, because many before us had it. Many before us not only had it, but they were enjoying it. He said, "Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen." Allah is with me and He will protect us. And the sea, divine intervention, will split open a sea. Divine intervention will make a blazing fire become a source of coolness and warmth, coolness and comfort for someone. Divine intervention is in the battle of Badr, where every single sign of defeat is present, and no sign of victory is looming above us. And the Prophet ﷺ uses the same process. We say, don't fix what's not broken. And he simply calls upon Allah. Allahumma inna ma wa'attani. Allahumma anjiz ma wa'attani. اللهم إن تهلك هذه العصابة لا تعبد في الأرض أبدا. And he speaks to Allah. Oh Allah, where is the promise that you gave me that if I come for a hijrah and I move to Medina, we will have victory? Where is that promise? Look at these people that are ready to destroy every single one of my companions. Oh Allah, fulfill your promise. Oh Allah, if these people are destroyed, then perhaps you will not be worshipped again. And he was raising his arms like this to the point that his cloak fell off his back. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes behind him and he holds him and he hugs him from behind and he says, Ya Rasulullah, kafaka munajataka bi rabbik. That's enough. Allah has heard your dua. Allah will accept your dua. My dear friends and brothers, today we are experiencing the same. That we are saying, why are people not opening the doors for us Muslims? Why has the world closed its doors upon the people of Gaza? Why have they closed their doors upon my children? Why has that school not accepted my daughter? Why is that person not accepting my son for their proposal? It's all a difficulty. But who we turn to is Allah, because He's the only one that can open up those gateways for us anyways. Like how they did before, like how it happens today. Allah hasn't changed. The system of Allah hasn't changed. وَلَن تَجِدْ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبَدِيلًا. Nothing has changed except for my conviction when I make that dua. If I use it as a third option, then perhaps we will also be reciprocated in that same manner. And if I treat it like a primary option, that I convince myself, I cultivate within myself this ability of sitting in front of Allah with absolute humility and calling upon Him, أُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ تَضَرَّعًا وَخُفْيًا. In secrecy, alone, then you and I will experience in so many ways what those before us experienced. Because now, Allah is our first option. And turning towards Allah is our primary option. Those miracles were not miracles for Allah. They were miracles for the people of this world. Because Allah is above and beyond any aspect of limitation. He is not confined by any norms or any laws. He is the one that sets it and He can break it as He wishes. So in these last 11 nights of the month of Ramadan, we are reminded that the unique benefit and blessing of these nights is that we are able to cultivate a relationship with our Creator through which we can take from His treasures. And the only way to do so is to feel comfortable speaking to Him and being vulnerable in front of Him and knowing that He already knows what we haven't told Him anyways. So by saying it, it does not expose us, but it simply allows us to feel more comfortable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people that can use these 11 nights that are left as a source, as a miracle for us, for the people of Gaza, for those struggling around the world. Many people are sitting, difficulties with their children, their families, difficulties at work, difficulties with people who are sick within their families, parents who are elderly. And as this is the norm of life, but the sunnah is to continue using Allah as a primary solution and other things as a secondary solution. And we would hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let our hands fall without accepting our du'as. May Allah make us amongst those people. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. إن الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمن الله عمر وأزدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم ومعهم اللهم اخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا معهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وارحم موتانا وارحم موتانا إنك حق على كل شيء قدير اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين المستضعفين من كان حيث كان اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين المستضعفين خاصة في غزة وخاصة في فلسطين وخاصة في السودان. اللهم كن عونهم وكن غوثهم وكن معهم يا رب العالمين. آمين 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 يا رب العالمين. الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم.